Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Again, thanks for tuning in. We got a great show for you today. I'm going to talk about what I think is a big mistake that people make when it comes to finance and business. I think it's something that we all need to evaluate and we need to chat about. So that's why I did this episode. Do follow me on Instagram at PBakerNYC. We're still on the $1 million challenge. Keep going forward. Keep pushing with it. The hashtag is MDIN365. You can follow it. Just search it. Hashtag MDIN365. And you can like some of the posts. You can share. So do that. And we're just going to get right into the episode because, as you know, I don't like to hold anybody up. I want you to get the information and go forward. So today I want to talk about, what is the biggest mistake I think people make when it comes to finance and business? And I'm just going to get right into it and say, not playing the long game. If you're thinking that success is overnight, I would like to let you know the old saying is Rome was not built in a day. My grandmother used to say that as a child. I mean, whenever I would make mistakes, she would always say Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, it's a process. So it is a process and it is a learning curve that goes with anything, whether you're investing, whether you're growing your business. It's all a part of the process of the growth, because the journey itself is the most crucial part. That's the part that matters the most, how you handle the journey and what are you learning from the journey and what are you getting out of the journey, your experience in the journey, because once you get there, you're there. It's like hitting the finish line, but you remember, let's say you're racing, or if you're an athlete, you know how it is. Before you got to the big game, you've practiced your shot many times. You ran that track many times. Whatever it was, you've done it so many times. And then you got to the process and you got there, you did it, you put your all into it. And then whether you came in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth place, you still put it all in, and that's where you got the journey from. That's where the journey is, and that's the experience that you get out of it, the growth. So when it comes to everything, I would like to say that, let's, for example, if you're investing, you know, a lot of times we look at like our 401ks, right? When we look at our 401ks, we're accumulating money over the course of years. So you may start at 25 putting money in your 401k. Let's say you retire at 65. That's 40 years of growth and compounded interest. That's what it's all about. It's the compound interest that's going to take you to the next level. And then you get to look back and evaluate what you've gained over the time, how much you put in and how much you gain. And that's what sets you up for the retirement, right? And that's the same thing in your business and your investing and whatever you do when it comes to your finances. It's the same process. You know, it's all based on that compound interest. You know, when it's your business, it's compound interest in your time as well, you know. So you have to look at it from that point of view, is that, you know, you're not going to get it overnight, but it's coming, right? It's a part of the process. You're going to build, you're going to grow, you're going to find different ideas, you're going to strategize, you're going to read more, learn more, and it's going to happen in the long term. No investment strategy. I don't think there's too many investment strategies that are built overnight. I mean, even when you come to venture capitalists, you know, they're investing in multiple businesses, hoping that one will click. And sometimes none of the businesses will hit, right? And then sometimes you get that one business that takes you over the top, you know, like an Instagram or something of that nature. So just think about it and from your own point of view and looking at it, to not get discouraged if you don't see immediate returns. You know, the idea is that since it's going to take a while, we have to just keep evaluating where we are as opposed to where we want to be. And just because something is not performing the way we want it to perform in that immediate moment doesn't mean it's not, over the long term, it's not going to bring us to where we're trying to be, where our end game is at, where our goals reach maturity. So play that long game. You know, I'm going to keep putting that in your head. Play the long game. You know, it's a marathon. Play the long game. Play it that you know, okay, it's going to happen. I got to do this. You see, when you see something is not doing its best, you reevaluate it and re-strategize it, but you still go for the goal. The goal is the goal, no matter what. But you can change strategies midway. You can see that, okay, this is not working. Let me try to do it this way and that way. And even myself, I've done it many times where I found myself reevaluating a situation and seeing that, oh, this is not working, so I'm going to do it this way, this way. Even, I'll give you an example. Recently, over the last year, I was doing a lot of networking, trying to build my business up and get things going. And over the last 5 years being in finance, you find that you do hit these plateaus where you're kind of like doing the same thing. And rather than actually like keep doing it, I took a step back. So I took a big loss by taking a step back and had to reevaluate where I was. What did I do when I was my most successful person, and what did I do when I wasn't successful, and where did it happen that I just kind of like kept doing the same thing over and over again? And then I realized, okay, so this is what I wasn't doing. I wasn't reinvesting back into my business. I was taking my earnings and investing in other things and spending it on other things. And you know how it is. If you get money, sometimes money burns our hands. It's the truth. I mean, that happens for everybody. The temptation is real for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. But it's when you look back and you say, okay, now I had to look back and say where I'm going to invest my money in. So I started doing research on it. I started reading about my business and the most successful people in finance, and what did they do to get their word out that they knew what they knew. And so I did a lot of reading, and I came to the idea that, okay, I'm going to purchase leads from a certain area, and then I'm going to purchase leads from another area. So instead of just doing one drop, I'm doing a drop on two different platforms to reach out, and then I'm going to create something. So that's where the idea even of the podcast came across. The podcast, I have an online lead generator now. I have a direct mail generator now. And then I'm also building a team now. So it took me to step back and look at what I needed to do to be where I wanted to be. And I realized that, you know what? I didn't even have real goals. I was writing goals down, but I wasn't really writing real goals down. And I had to learn how to write goals down. Like, just writing goals down is something that we can learn, is because my goals were, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make this amount of money. But it wasn't organic, you know. It was just a monetary goal. But my new goal changed to, I want to build a base. You know, I want to build a base. I want to strengthen my network. I want my network to generate off of each other. And that's where I had to step back and create that for myself, and so I can distribute this information to everyone else. So that's me. That's my personal story. You know, I didn't mean to go and talk about myself for like 5 minutes, but I just had to base it on reality that, you know, when we're playing the long game, we got to see that, okay, certain things aren't hitting and certain things are hitting, and we just got to be in it and not be so nervous. You know, a lot of times we're so risk averse, so scared of loss, that we end up losing the money anyway. So don't be afraid to take a chance, and don't be afraid to let things just grow on its own time. You know, let it grow, let your investment grow, don't keep going back into it. You know, if it's your business, give it time. You know, don't. I mean, they tell you 95% of businesses fail in their first 5 years, right? But they don't tell you that some businesses don't take off till year 10. So don't be afraid. It might take off. It might not take off today, tomorrow. But if you're in year 10 and now you're making 25, let's say $5 million, $10 million a year, was it worth those 10 years of the struggle that you went through? I think so, because it'll make up for all the money when you look at your accumulated time and you see what you generated after the 10 years over. Now you're 30 years in and you've grown every year after that, then you'll see that it was well worth it. So take your time. Like I said, reevaluate things, re-strategize if you have to. But be in it for the long play. You know, don't think that it's a one hitter quitter, and it's any get rich quick schemes. I mean, now, does that mean everybody's gonna take 3 to 10 years? No. I mean, sometimes that could be the year. You could be about to make it right now and you're about to pull back. But, you know, look on how to scale things. That's something we're going to talk about soon in the next episodes coming up. It's just scaling your business. And it's kind of something what I did and what I'm doing now. And you're going to learn the process because I'm going to be talking about it. But that's it for today. You know, keep in mind what I said. You know, don't run from the opportunities. Run forward into the opportunities and just know that it's not overnight. And it may take some time. All right. So play the long game. Thank you guys for tuning in. Before I go, I do want to say this. The website is up. You know, it's almost fully complete. We got some things that are still going on the website, but you can check it out. CapitalCityPodcast.com. If you want to hit the link, you just want to hit a direct link. You don't want to write the whole word, CapitalCityPodcast.com. You can go to my Instagram at PBakerNYC. Make sure you follow me, but also in the bio section, you can click the link. It says CapitalCityPodcast.com. Just click it. It has ability to subscribe to all the channels that we're on. So whatever platform you use, whether it's iTunes, Google, Stitcher, any Google Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, you can follow us from there. You can do it there. It has a about us section. It has the MDIN 365 challenge. I mean, we really tried to do it up. We didn't complete everything yet. But you're also going to be able to, we try to make it as mobile friendly as possible. So you can also listen to the podcast right from the mobile. So that's almost about done. And also, please share this with a friend, you know, share with a friend and make sure that you subscribe and you just leave us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate you. Look forward to hearing from you guys and growing with you. Don't forget about the $1 million challenge. Let's do this. Let's make it happen.